I took my dog to the park. He isn't his younger self anymore. His legs and joints don't move as quick as he wants them to, but that doesn't stop him from trying. I had to lift him into the passenger seat that should have been the first sign, but I thought nothing of it as he hadn't been well lately. As we headed towards the park, I lowered the window for him. Within an instant, his old head is out the window, panting in anticipation of the sights, smells and new friends that awaited him at the park. I opened the door for him. He slowly lowered himself out the car like a child trying not to slip on ice. But he was off, turning back as if to say, "Come on, we are here now, let's go." And with that, he turns and trots off ahead. It was not hard to catch up with him, but we walked along happily for a while. I noticed he was getting tired quicker than usual though, so I figured it was the best time to head home. Not until he had sniffed and peed on a few more bushes though. The drive home was quiet. He rested his big head on my leg, staring up at me with those old eyes that seemed to stare straight through me. This time, I had to lift him down out of the car. Once inside, we would normally go sit on the couch, but he headed straight for my bedroom. I decided to follow him in as this was not normal for him. He went to beside my bed and tried to climb up. He has never been allowed on my bed. I gently lifted him up, held him in my arms and lay him down on the bed. I knew what was coming. "Thank you. You've been everything I could ever have wanted and more. When I was angry, you made me smile. When I was scared, you gave me comfort. When I was alone, you reminded me you were always there. I love you, and I just wish you didn't have to go now." He stared up at me as tears began to fall on him. Suddenly, he gave me one last long lick of his tongue over my face, as if to say, "Why are you crying? It's going to be okay. You are going to be okay." With that, I held him close and felt his last breath leave him. I don't know how long I lay there, holding the lifeless body of my old friend. He had given me everything until his old body had nothing left to give, but even in his final moments, he still had time for me. I would always have time for him. Time is all I've got left now. This morning when I woke up, sitting at the front of my bed was his favorite tennis ball. It was wet with saliva.